Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. Today I am doing a psychic mini reading, and like the intro said, I'm an intuitive empath. I've been on hiatus for taking a long break for personal reasons, but I'm back at it now with the readings. So I want you to know that you can definitely call in, and you can also do chat if you have a question. I'll be checking chat throughout the reading. I usually just provide the readings until there aren't any more people, and then I get off the show. So let's see, say a lot. That's a bad habit I need to break. So today is the mini readings, and what was I going to say? Oh, it's for entertainment purposes only. So I'm not your doctor or your, you know, psychiatrist or therapist or anything. I cannot provide you that kind of information that they can. I'm not educated in those areas. So remember that these readings are for entertainment purposes only. Okay, and I'll be repeating that throughout the show. And if you can't hear me, if you can't hear me on the phone and I'm cutting in and out, just let me know. I'm just checking chat right now. Okay, so the first caller is calling from the 630 area code. Taking your call now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What is your name and your question, please?
My name is Dion, and my question is, what do you see is for my living situation?
Can you get more specific?
I don't, hate where I live, you know? But, I like where I live compared to where I used to, but I just feel like it's, not my final destination, you know?
Okay, so you're looking at moving, possibly?
Yeah, just was wondering, what you felt about that. I should do it sooner rather than later, or I could hang out where I'm at for a little bit. It is very safe where I am. The problem for me is that it's also very expensive.
Okay. Well, let's see. Excuse me. So, today I am using a really cute card. They're called Garden Dragons. So, it's kind of like for kids, but, you know, it could be for adults, too. But the first dragon card that I got is the Turnip Dragon, and this card is all about resilience, but it's inverted, so that's just telling me that you've been struggling to remain strong in your life. It doesn't mean that you aren't strong, it just means you're feeling kind of defeated. Is that accurate?
I have felt like that in the past. Yes.
Okay. And then the next card I got was the Starfruit Dragon. And it's talking about moderation, but it's inverted. So that's just telling me that, you're a person that kind of likes to indulge, I guess, other than life, which is fine, but sometimes we need moderation. And this last one gets me to your question. It's the Radish Dragon, and it's focusing on growth. And I just intuitively felt like it wasn't time for you to move yet. If you can hold on to the place you're at, I think it would be good for you because, like it said, it's a time for growth, and I think moving would kind of interrupt the flow of that and, like, spiritual, mm-hmm. emotional, psychological growth in a positive direction. So I got 6 months, so maybe hold on to the place for another 6 months.
That'd be fine. No, yeah, look, yeah. Like 6 months is fine. Like, that's doable.
Okay. Let's see what else. See if I have any more. Now is also a time for you to be more creative. So I'm seeing like arts and crafts, maybe even painting or like knitting or something like that. Something artsy to get your creativity and that fertile energy flowing. Now, I'm not just talking about like conceiving a child. I'm more the creative energy.
Yeah,
so
that's actually what I've been doing, like, that's actually happening right now. So I write books, and I've been working on the, I've been working on the cover design for my second book, and then, like, today I had to make flyers up for my next meet and greet, like, author signing, and I also am working on, like, the sign for my table. So yeah, that's right on. Like everything you're saying is very right on.
Okay, cool. Do you find that you get kind of like writer's block sometimes?
Yes.
I think that's what it's talking about is the that kind of blockages. But I think that you'll be fine because, you know, I'm seeing that you're persistent. So I think you're just going to get through it and everything's going to be fine. And
awesome.
As far as moving, I suggest waiting about 6 months, but of course, you know, that's up to you. So just want to remind you that it's up to you. Yeah, I can't really tell people what to do, so.
No, I mean, 6 months is fine. I was just kind of thinking, like, after my lease was up, should I stay here? Should I start looking for something else? But
I'm thinking that you should probably look for something else once your lease is up. If it's, because I'm not sure how long your lease is. How long is it?
It's a year lease.
Yeah.
So it'd be up in 6 months, and I was like, well, maybe I should start thinking, like, if I wanted to relocate, you know, like, you got to start, I just like to plan ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think even a year would be good for you, actually. So definitely, I think, I'm actually thinking it would be best for you to stay. But really, it's like I'm seeing, what are they called? Those balancing trays, you know, like on a scale where they balance. All right, I'm seeing them kind of teeter-totter back and forth. So you just got to decide what you want to do and, like, stick with your decision. But I saw the number 6 at first. I'm assuming that's months. So, sorry, I don't mean to continue with you.
No, that's fine. You're giving me what you get. I appreciate that.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in. I got to move on to the next caller.
Okay, have a good show.
Okay, take care. Call. 980 area code.
Hi, my name's Bonita. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. What is your name? And you just told me your name. So your question, please.
Yeah, my question is, I am wondering if my house is going to sell fairly quickly. My boyfriend's like stressing me out because it's taken so long. So I'm hoping I can sell it and move on from both him and my house.
Okay, so you just want to know if it's going to sell soon?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Shuffling right now. Okay, so one, two, three. Okay, so the first card I got, can you hear me good?
Yes.
Okay, good. The first card I got was the Pineapple Dragon, and this is all about hospitality, so I'm not quite sure what that means. I'm guessing you're a hospitable person. that's just something to keep in mind for later because I'm not getting much information on that card. The second one is Eggplant Dragon, and it's talking about fun. So I'm, like, seeing you. I'm seeing you gathered with other people in, like a house or something, like socializing in, like, the common area. So definitely it's time to, like, socialize more, have fun. And then the third card brings me to your question. And this is the Celery Dragon. And it's all about renewal. So that's just telling me that definitely it will sell. You know, it's a time to kind of shed the old skin and start anew. And time frames are not really my specialty, but I did intuitively get the number 8. So I'm assuming that could be like 8 months from now, or it could even be 8 weeks. I wish I could be more specific on that. But it's definitely looking like it will sell. It's not going to be too long. You know, just hang in there.
Okay. And the Pineapple Dragon, or where you said you saw me gathered with other people in a house, does that mean
Well, the Pineapple Dragon was the hospitality card, and then you got the Eggplant Dragon, and that's just telling you to have fun. Just telling you to have fun. Can you hear that ringing in the background?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. So the Eggplant Dragon is just the one telling you to get out and have fun. I saw you socializing with other people.
Okay. So that...
possibly like a gathering at your house or something.
Okay. Because I know I'm actually going to a gathering with a lot of people on Wednesday. So that's interesting that you picked that up.
That's probably it, because I saw people gathering together. So good job for getting out, or that you're going to. And then, the third one was renewal. So I saw, a snake shedding skin. And that's just, kind of out with old and with the new.
Yeah.
And the old house is gonna be gone, and you're gonna. Oh no! God damn it! You're gonna be able to sell your house, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of start over with the chapter.
Yeah, and then the old boyfriend. I need to shed my skin of him too. Sounds like.
Yeah, you know best. I really apologize for the background noise. I hope the ringing wasn't too loud.
No, that's okay, my dear.
Okay.
I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Take care. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 minute more. Okay, next caller. 310 area code.
Hi, good evening. This is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Vince?
Yes.
One second. Sorry, I'm having someone consistently text me on my phone. So, Vince, what is your question for me today?
Well, I'm not happy. I mean, I'm content, but I'm not happy where I'm working right now. But I'm content with it. I'm wondering if there's a better job, better paying job too, coming up for me anytime soon. The one job that I wanted was about 2 weeks ago. I went for a job fair at this company. And they're a great company to work for. They pay well, and it's just a lot of great perks to it. And I haven't heard anything back yet. And I talked to the HR girl last week, and she told me just they haven't chosen anybody yet. They're still going through all the applications, but they'll let me know. And I'm wondering if that job's going to come through, or if there's going to be something else that's going to be better.
Okay, well, I'm not quite sure what the significance of it is yet, but I'm seeing a man wearing a blue tie and a white shirt, a dress shirt. So this could indicate a higher paying job, I don't know if prestigious is the right word, but, a better-paying job, professional job. Does the color blue have any special significance to you?
Well, I used to work at a Pepsi plant, and I was blamed for something that was a year and a half ago. I was blamed for something that I didn't do, and they fired me, and the union refused to defend me. So that might have something to do with it, but the company that I was referring to, if there's any blue, it's colorful because, actually it is blue because the name of the company is called Ball Corporation and the word ball is in blue.
Okay. Well, that's a positive sign that you're likely to get the job. I don't always like to give definite yes or no, but it's looking it's highly probable that you will get the job.
Okay. Because you've got to be patient and wait then.
Can you repeat that?
I just have to be patient and wait till I hear from them then.
Yeah. Be patient and, if it doesn't work out, just keep searching because it does look like you'll get a good paying job. And two,
okay.
looking the old job, that just automatically tells me you got to release that. What happens? Any bitterness,
right.
Any kind of being upset, because that'll really help open the doors for success and for a better job.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I'm going to go on to the next caller. Take care. Okay, let's see. Seven five seven. Have I taken your call?
Hi. I was communicating. I'm sorry. I was communicating with you a little bit on chat, and I said I was on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah. my name is Vernell, and I'm calling from Virginia. And it's nice to meet you. I'm going to also check out your website too after we finish. I'm calling about a family issue. My family has been treating me like an outcast for many years, and all of a sudden they want to, you know, get back in contact with me again. And I have a Facebook page, and they started trying to reach me there, and they claim they want to be a friend of mine. And a cousin of mine here passed away, and his wife, she's still here. And them two was going around saying negative things about me, which made people turn on me in the family and also a few friends. What that is, I don't really know. And I'm really questioning, you know, why are they really trying to contact me? And I'm wondering if they're trying to do it for deceptive reasons, or if they really want to, get back with me for the right reasons.
Okay. Can you hold? I need to hang up and call back into the show. I need to take care of this constant texting. But I'm going to call right back into the show, so hang on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, 757, are you still on?
Yes.
I apologize for that. See, I'm using my phone to do the show, and I was getting texts constantly, and it was hard to focus. And I'm sure that the rain is annoying. But anyways, are you, let's see. So you're asking about the reconciliation of you and your family. Like, what are their motives, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Because I don't want to. They really had shown their hatred towards me viciously for years, and turned other people against me. And one of my cousins passed last year, and his wife, she's still around, and both of them had managed to turn other relatives, his brothers and everybody else against me.
Okay.
And that's why I'm really curious.
Okay, so well, from what I know already, death has a way of bringing people together again in families that have been estranged from each other. So I feel that this is what's happening. They realize that, you know, life's short and they only have a certain amount of time to talk or, you know, like have a reconciliation. So I believe that is what a lot of it's about, surrounding the death and reuniting because they know that life's too short for that, for the bitterness and hatred and stuff. And I think there's still a lot of work that they need to do to let things go from the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see some positivity here. So definitely I strongly suggest that you set boundaries with them, you know, because they're going to try old habits, you know, like they might try to walk all over you and just out of habit. And I definitely set boundaries and you let them know what's okay and what's not okay.
I really feel awkward about the whole thing. I've been through a lot in my life, and especially health-wise, and I lost my boyfriend a few years ago to cancer, and my cat, she's haven't been well, and it's hard to try to get help for her with so little money. And I've been looking into alternative medicines and holistic medicines, especially for pain. You know, I just don't want to be dealing with all that, all of the problems, you know, from my cousins, whatever they have in mind. I was going to also ask you a quick question, if it's okay. My boyfriend used to live where
I only do one question per person.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I just figured I'd let you know before you got started. But clarification on anything so far that information I provided you with is or not?
Okay. Let's see. His wife claimed that she is concerned for me, and I don't know whether to believe that or not. I really don't. I'm just too guarded about the whole thing.
I definitely think that they are concerned. And like I said, the death has a funny way of bringing people back together in a family, at least for a little while. I don't think it's going to be like they're going to be around constantly. I think they have a lot of work to do to really have a healthy relationship with you. But it's possible, and it's looking like it's hopeful, you know, there's hope there. I'm leaning towards that in time things will improve with them.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry about, ulterior motives.
Okay.
All right. Well, take care, and I hope things get better for you.
Well, thank you for answering my question, and you have a great evening.
Thanks. Take care. You too. Okay, the next call is calling from the 347 area code.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name and question?
My name is Tanika, and my question is, it's been 2 weeks since I went through with a surgery. Took me a while to finally decide to do it, and I was hoping to get some relief from it and also help me with my fertility. So just wondering what you see for my health and how do you see my healing going and everything from this, because I'm still kind of like in some discomfort and I hate feeling like this. And I'm hoping that I won't have any other health issues down the road from doing this. I'm just wondering what you see for my health.
I can't really get into health exactly from a health, like a standpoint of like what a doctor would say, but from a spiritual standpoint, as far as you said fertility, right?
Yeah, and healing, yeah.
Well, I did see, do you know about chakras? Okay, so it would be like the solar plexus chakra. I see that there's like a blockage there, a dark kind of blockage, and that's just something you need to work on meditating and clearing spiritually. There are a lot of videos like on YouTube that you could do guided meditation. So I definitely suggest doing that and maybe even meet with like a shaman that could help you find balance if you're into that. That's my suggestion for the fertility. And then what were the other matters that you brought
just
up?
Just as far as like my health, if it's going to be okay down the road, like if you see any other health things coming up, or if I'm going to be just fine after this now.
And you said you got surgery recently?
Yeah, on May 20th.
I'm seeing something related to blood, and I am not a medical intuitive, but I saw something related to your blood. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure what that means. Are they checking your blood?
Yeah, today they said everything looks fine.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that anything's wrong. It just means, like, I think that's confirmation that that's what's going on. You know, they like to give confirmation. Spirit does. So definitely,
is
I think
like
you're going to be okay.
Is it like, you know, how you can get like an infection in your blood? Is it something like that you see?
No. And even if, you know, even if I did, I couldn't give like a diagnosis because I'm not a doctor. But
yeah.
I definitely just keep going in to get your checkups, and I think you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And definitely work on that, clearing that energy from your solar plexus.
Where is the solar plexus on your body?
It's in the abdomen from the belly button down to the,
that's where
the
surgery was.
Region.
Yeah, that's where the surgery was. Through there.
Okay. Yeah, so definitely that's something to work on because spiritually there's still a blockage there even though the surgery was done. Because that's where it starts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it manifests physically. So I'd work on clearing that. And if you need to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me and I could definitely help you out.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to move on to the next caller. Thank you for calling, and I hope you heal quickly.
Thank you.
All right. Well, take care. I'll put you on hold to listen if you would like. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go to a chat request, and then after that, I'm going to the 201 area code. So, let's see. I see Hadassah is on chat, and it says, okay, I just had to read it. So, I'm going to just read it out loud. So, it says, greetings, I'm trying to reach an amicable resolution with family members regarding a house that belonged to my parents. I have been paying all the bills, taxes, maintenance. Do you see me getting a reasonable agreement with my siblings and moving in the near future? No one is contributing to anything but expecting too much from me. Any insight on how to go about things? Okay, so I do not see a reasonable agreement with your siblings. Or moving in the near future. I do not see them beginning to contribute at all. They're going to continue expecting too much from you. So, like I said to the other lady that I just spoke to not too long ago, you got to set boundaries with them. You got to let them know what you will and will not do, what you will and will not accept. Because otherwise they're just going to expect too much from you. You know, they're going to run all over you. Okay, I'm going to take the call. She or they said that they're on the phone. 201. Okay. Here we go, 201. Hello.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Adasa in the chat.
I have set boundaries, and my boundaries are clear, are very clear. I already know that,
so
you know,
the,
they, they're,
that's
this,
what you need
this
to
situation, yes, they dig the hole, and they all fell in the hole. And it's ironic because I know that I'm getting help from Source, because when I look back over, I don't know how I've been able to do it besides of the help from Source. And even when I feel like I'm running out and I'm on empty, the help still shows up at the right time.
That's good.
But I have to do work on the house, and I have that I need to focus on. And I'm getting out of work in a couple of weeks during the summer, and that's the only time that I could see myself really focusing on the papers and getting things to my lawyer.
I think you're on the right track. So I stay on the track you're on. Keep setting those boundaries. Work with the lawyer. Definitely take time to take care of the place and everything. Yeah, you're doing everything that you
can. I'm taking care of it as much as I possibly can. It has caused a lot of financial strain on both myself and my spouse, and we still do what we have to do, and this is, you know, due to the legacy of my parents. I don't expect to move into the house in the next 2 months because there's work that I would have to do before I actually go in there. But one way or the other, the decision with the house is still left up to me because I've been taking care of it. And so my financially, I don't even live there.
Yes, I think that's going to be, like, legally, I can't really give legal advice, but I'm thinking that and feeling that the lawyers are really going to help you a lot to get things more in your control, just in case someone comes along and tries to, like, mess up your situation here or take control of it when they haven't been taking care of anything. So I think
they will owe me a lot of money.
Yeah, I think that's on your side, or that's like it's like a good paper
Okay, that's what I got to focus on, because I have the papers, but I've been working and I've just been like discombobulated because I worked remotely for a while during COVID, and then I went back to work, and this year has been pretty difficult back in work, and I just recently had a change on my job. So it's like it's one change after another. So this summer I don't really have a job lined up. If I worked, it would probably be part-time, and you know, I'm concerned about my money for this summer. I just want to know, do you see, like, from my side, things working out, you know, in terms of me just staying afloat for September?
I do. It looks like,
because I wouldn't be in this, I wouldn't be in this position if I wasn't taking care of this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for some reason.
So that's another argument. That's another argument. I've sacrificed and I've done my due diligence, with the exception of just finalizing my paperwork.
Yes, just focus on the paperwork right now. And I think, I really do feel that everything's going to be, like, working out in your favor. And that you're going to stay afloat. Like, I keep hearing in my head, like, I don't know how is what I keep hearing in my head. So, like, it's like divine intervention that, like you were saying, somehow they always help you. So I really think that spirit is going to step in and continue to assist you. It's going to be, like, it's going to be rough, though, financially. Like, it's going to continue to be a little difficult for a while. But I think if you're, if you're, like, frugal and that, you'll be okay.
Do I need to look for a job for the summer? Like a part-time job? Like, I needed the break, but I also still need to, you know, stay afloat.
I heard yes. So I think a little break is okay, but then definitely after that.
Well, I have applied and hoping something comes through that I can write it out.
Okay, do you do anything like data entry?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because I saw some kind of data entry position. Typing? Like a fast typer?
Well, I'm always typing and filling out forms. I work on the computer. Like I teach, but I wouldn't want to do that no more than part time this summer because I just need a break from that.
Unless
I was like tutoring one to one, but data. I mean, I could do the data entry.
And see, like data. Maybe I shouldn't say data entry, but it's like more like secretarial kind of position. So I see that as an opportunity for you and, like, the work with your schedule. So definitely looks like things are going to be okay. So hang in there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. Take care. I'll put you on to listen. Let's see. I'm going to go to 951 next, but first I wanted to say that the show is for entertainment purposes only. And for anybody who's wanting to get a hold of me, please email me. And, email me at, you'll see on the page's information, where it has a little description, at christianaleducer@hotmail.com. So email me there, and then I'll forward you or send you to my Facebook, and that's Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So definitely look that up on Facebook. If you can't find it, definitely just email me, ChristianaLeducer@hotmail.com. It's in the description and here on Blog Talk. And I will definitely get right back to you. I'm pretty quick. Okay. I think the next caller was 951, right? 951.
Hi, it's 951 here. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, good. How are you? What's your name again?
Good. What? Did I speak?
Your name?
Nathaniel.
Oh, hi, Nathaniel.
Hi,
I've
talked
to
you before.
Yeah, you have. Yep.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of in a midway point. I'm not sure what you see for me. Do you see a love coming in, or job or anything
love?
Pertinent? Yeah.
Okay. 1 second while I shuffle the cards. I haven't been using the cards for everybody. I just using them when I feel drawn to. I'm going to shuffle real quick. Okay. All right. So the first card I got was the Coconut Dragon. I know it sounds funny, but anyways, it says multitask, but it's inverted. So this is just telling me that right now is not the best time for employment if you can do without. Somehow,
this is exactly what I can explain why I've been working. I'm on unemployed for a while, and then I have a deposition, and like for my old job, I have a work comp issue, and then another lawyer for the like wrongful breaks or something like that. So, for my last job,
I'm not seeing employment.
Yeah,
coming up.
I've just been doing Uber deliveries, and it's really slowed down. I go to the area, so sometimes I do that, and sometimes they give me like a minimum. But I think I'm waiting for October for a deposition, just an agreed exam for the wages and over hours and no breaks and that kind of thing. And then I have another issue about work comp, which I'm going to see that doctor. I'm going to go to some agreed medical examiner in, I think, in about a month or so. I'm trying to get ready for that. So
I think maybe just focusing on one question. Because you mentioned work earlier and love.
I should have gone,
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just letting you know that I like to focus, try to narrow it down to one question. But so far, let me finish the reading for you. The second card I got was the Gooseberry Dragon. It's in reverse, and it's the Stealth card. So reverse. I believe that means that you are a little too forthcoming with certain things. Like it's time to act like the fox and be like that stealth mode kind of.
Fox, the fox don't.
Watch.
The fox or watch. The fox totem is what you're talking about? Are you talking about
the
fox totem? Okay.
Yes, I am. So definitely take lessons from the fox right now, totem, and practice that stealthiness to protect yourself from people that want to use information against you. It might pertain to legal matters, but I can't really give legal advice or health advice. Just that's all I can really say is that you just want to be careful for those people that don't have your best interest at heart, you know. So nothing to be afraid of. Just keep your eyes peeled for people that are like that, that seem sketchy. Just be careful what you say around them. Yeah, so they can't, like, use it against you. And then I get the Lucky Clover Dragon, so four-leaf clover. And that's just, I believe, intuitively, I'm feeling that this card is about love. And I know you've been waiting quite some time for love. But I think it's going to happen for you. I'm seeing the number 2. So that could be... Let's see, what is it? Somewhere in August. August, perhaps. I want to say August to September, you might meet someone. Or it's likely that you will. I shouldn't say might. I see blonde hair. So this person has blonde hair. Do you, I hope that answered your question, like, about the love and about work and stuff.
Yeah, you're fantastic. Thank you so much. You really took a lot of caring, and there was a lot of explanation and all that. Although it was, you know, I won't say anything, but it was very good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. You take care. And I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. And let's see. Next person is after a chat request, or not chat request, after someone in chat is asking a question. Okay, so let's see what we have here. Pastor Neil. Minister, greetings. My friend Tony Gaga is doing a show tonight. Do you see him having a troll free show? He suffers with trolls for ages. Huh. Okay. Tony Gaga. I'm going to check in the cards. One second. Okay, so Pastor Yo Minister, it looks like how do I put this? There's like a lot of negative energy surrounding this show. I don't believe that the person is negative. Okay, this person is not negative, but it's more like this cloud is kind of hanging over him and his show. He definitely needs to do like a clearing, an energetic clearing. Let's see. I'm seeing, like, sage and, like, focusing on the issue with the trolls and clearing that away, just, like, envisioning the fog, like, clearing away and being replaced with white light is what I'm seeing. So that, yeah, I definitely work on that, have him work on clearing. But I got the Cranberry Dragon as in reverse, and that's the Prosperity card. So it shows that he's having a block with the Prosperity and Hospitality. I think by nature, this person is a hospitable person, but it's just like that cloud is hanging over his head. And then the Turnip Dragon, it's talking about resilience, so it feels like the situation is kind of dampening his spirits a little bit. But I do see if he keeps working on the clearing that everything will be okay and things will work out for the best. Thank you for your chat. And let's see. Okay. Well, I apologize, everybody, but there's only like a minute left, and that's not enough time for it's not enough time to give somebody a reading. And I want to apologize for the first of all saying every 10 seconds, and for the beeping in the background. That was my text. So I'll try to make sure that that doesn't happen again. All right, everybody. Again, you can send me an email at christianaleducer@hotmail.com. Look me up in the description. Take care, everybody.